The leader of Independence Blue Cross plans to retire at the end of the year, according to an announcement from the health insurance company today. WHYY's business reporter Kristen Mosbrucker-Garza has more.
The leader of Independence Blue Cross plans to retire at the end of the year, the health insurance company announced on Wednesday. Gregory Devens is stepping down as the CEO of Independence Blue Cross in December after 4 years in the role. Devens is credited with leading the healthcare insurer through the COVID-19 pandemic and spearheading racial equity initiatives. In 2020, Blue Cross generated nearly $22 billion in revenue. That's grown to $31 billion last year. He oversees about 14,000 workers. Now the company is starting a nationwide search for its next CEO. Its interim leader will be Dr. Richard Snyder as Chief Operating Officer. Kristen Mosbrucker-Garza, WHYY News.
Groundhog Day is Sunday, and PETA is taking a stand for a sweet alternative to the customary end-of-winter forecast. Here's WHYY's Eric Nixon.
Instead of subjecting Punxsutawney Phil and his family to the traditional media exposure of the holiday, PETA suggests the use of a vegan weather reveal cake instead. Similar to a modern-day gender reveal, the cake would be sliced open at Gobbler's Knob on Sunday, revealing either blue for 6 more weeks of winter or pink for an early spring. And what would happen to Phil and his family? Well, PETA hopes a peaceful retirement to a respectable sanctuary for tourists to visit to maintain their tradition while showing Phil a slice of decency. Eric Nixon, WHYY News.
And sports, Sixers are home against the Kings tonight, and the Flyers are in Newark, New Jersey. Flyers Devils at 7. This is WHYY.